This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Joining us now is Rafael Goyeneche. I was on location in Lafayette, by the way, Primary Care Plus. Had a great time out there. Want to thank all the folks and elected officials down there in Lafayette. Very receptive. I know them to be nice people. They were great people. We had a great time. It was a great turnout and great event for them and a beautiful facility there in Lafayette. So he was kind enough to move to today, and we appreciate that. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Hey, my pleasure, Neil.
So, Rafi, let's start off talking about this promotional policy at NOPD. It's amazing to me, but this has been a problem for the NOPD for decades. I mean, I think this goes back to the 70s, if my memory serves me correct. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out how the vast majority of departments around this country can figure out how to do this, whether they're civil service or not civil service, or there's collective bargaining or not collective bargaining, union representation or not. They seem to get it, but we just can't seem to hit the mark when it comes to promotions. Tell us about it.
Well, this is, I don't consider this to be a problem created by the police department. The problem that we're going to be talking about is a political problem. And then, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, this is a problem created by the mayor of the city of New Orleans, once again. So to bring your audience up to speed, it's been 34 years since the NOPD has named a new major. And the police department decided to conduct a major's test. So this will be the first time since 1990 that a major would have been made by the New Orleans Police Department. So they hired an out-of-state firm to develop a new test for captains and majors. They spent over $103,000 for this test. The test was administered, and the test to determine how to rank the applicants is basically two parts to it. The first part is the test that was administered by civil service that was created by this out-of-state firm. And the second part of it, after the test is taken, the police department assembles information and reviews information involving the test takers, the applicants for major. That includes their PIB or Internal Affairs Disciplinary Record, their annual evaluations for the last several years, and their job history, where they've worked, how long they've worked there, and what their experience is in different parts of the department. Those part two components are all given a 33 1/3% weight in that. So then the combined scores of part one and part two are determined, and then the candidates are ranked. So keep in mind, the decision to go forward with this test had to be approved by the mayor and the city of New Orleans. And they spent $103,000 to do this test. And the part two that I described to you, which is, you know, a 50% weight in determining the ranking of the applicants, that process was created in 2021 by the Cantrell administration. And the results of the test were disseminated, and the candidates were ranked 1 through 11. And then 2 days after that list came out, my phone started to blow up with officers calling me, complaining that the promotion process for majors had been paused or halted by the mayor. So I did my due diligence, talked to several people, and was able to confirm from multiple people in the police department that the mayor did in fact object to the list, indicated that there was allegedly some potential bias in the rating process. That was part two. That's why the city rescinded the policy that it created. Now, keep in mind that we've been under the consent decree for 11 years. This promotion process, including the new internal rule confected by the Cantrell administration in 2021, was all reviewed by the federal monitors and was considered to be in compliance with consent decree bias-free promotions. So all of a sudden, you know, this list comes out, and then 2 days later, the city rescinds its policy with respect to the part two component where the New Orleans Police Department combines the scores of people's public integrity records, annual evaluations, and job histories. That is somehow biased or tainted. Now, there's also another list of sergeants and lieutenants that are still using that rescinded city rule to determine their rankings for promotion. So if there is bias in the city's regulation, in which the public integrity records, their officers' annual evaluations and job histories, if that is biased for captains and majors, how is it not biased for sergeants and lieutenants? Yet the city is continuing to promote people from the sergeants and lieutenants list, but not from the captain and majors list. So that suggests to me and to others that there wasn't a problem with the process. There was a problem perceived by the mayor with the results. And the mayor didn't like who were the top-rated candidates on this list. The two top-rated candidates for by the ranking and scoring for the majors positions were two captains that both worked in public integrity. One of them was in charge of the first VAPI investigation, and the other one was in charge of investigations 2 and 3 before the police department recused itself in the case. So it appears to me that there wasn't a problem with bias or prejudice with the way that the applicants were rated for this test. The problem was the mayor didn't like the results. So she wanted the process halted. The superintendent is and has been reviewing that process that she inherited, that was deemed perfectly fine when she arrived, had been confected by this administration and put forward by this administration and adopted and approved by the federal monitors since 2021. So now Ann Kirkpatrick is attempting to see if she can somehow remediate the mayor's concerns about bias with respect to part two of the promotional list for captains that want to be majors. And there was a public hearing by the Federal Monitor on Tuesday of this week. I posed the question to the Federal Monitor during this public hearing that the Crime Commission had received complaints that the mayor had interceded in this matter, ordering the process halted. And he commented that he had heard the same thing. And he also went on to say that the Federal Monitors are going to be conducting an investigation to determine why the process was halted and determine if there was, in fact, any bias. So now you've got the Federal Monitors. And one of the areas that the Federal Monitor was talking about at this hearing, everyone knows the police department is on the verge of being placed into substantial compliance. One of the areas that needs to be documented is bias-free promotions. And now, on the eve of the judge trying to decide if the department is in substantial compliance with the consent decree, we have this issue pop up, which is, again, another misstep by Mayor Cantrell, and it may jeopardize and compromise the police department's ability to move into the second and final phase of the consent decree. So since the issue blew up, earlier this week, the police organizations, I believe Pano, filed a complaint with Civil Service requesting that an investigation be conducted to determine why the process has been halted. So this is a long way from being over. As I said, I think the superintendent and the police department is quietly working behind the scenes to see if they can convince the mayor that they have a path forward to remove any potential concerns that she or anyone else may have about the bias with respect to the rankings of the people that have applied to be major. But again, too often these types of situations in the past, they were the fault of the police department. The department has no fault in this matter. This is strictly the mayor sticking her nose into the police department's business and overruling and rescinding her rule that she enacted in 2021. And it is create some real morale issues in the police department. It's on the radar screen now of the Federal Monitor, which means that it's going to be on the radar screen of Judge Morgan when she's deciding whether to place the police department into the substantial compliance. And if the mayor refuses to allow this to go forward, the candidates will probably, some of the candidates will file suit against the mayor, which means that she will be subpoenaed and have to give her testimony as to why she believed that this process was biased and why she killed the list. So this is another black eye. I hope that the superintendent is successful in convincing the mayor to move forward with the remediation that she's working on. If not, there are going to be consequences for it, and unfortunately, the people that will pay the price are the men and women of the police department and the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
But the chief, accomplishing convincing the mayor to do it, that's really not the resolution to the problem at hand, right? I mean, the reality is, I'm always kind of tickled by when we know that NOPD is in this phase of the consent decree. What is it called now? My mind just went blank.
Sustainment,
I mean, right?
Yeah, and we're trying to get it placed into the sustainment phase.
Right, sustainment phase, correct. And obviously that phase is probably the most difficult phase of the consent decree because they're left to their own devices in many respects, right?
Right.
And we refer to this as bias-free promotions. Well, there really is no such animal. I mean, the moment in time that you let subjective data into the consideration, which is needs to be done, because you want to look at the employment history, you want to look at performance appraisals that are done, and a lot of those have a subjective element about them, right? Mm-hmm. You knew that when you set up the process. There is no perfect process. It is combined of objective data as well as subjective data, and you have to deal with it. The way that this gets cured is to amend the city charter, have an election, and say the mayor can't intervene in police promotions or fire department promotions at all. The mayor gets to name two people, the chief of police and the head of the fire department. End of the story. And all other promotions, she has no authority. She shouldn't even get the list. She ought to get the announcement of who's been promoted. And then it goes away. And we're going to see whether or not this city council and has the moxie to do this. And we ought to put it on in the fall election, amend the city charter, and say, this is one way we can assure that we will make it through the sustainment phase as long as this mayor is around, because she's exhibited weakness, a lack of intellect, a lack of a moral compass in understanding her role. So let's just eliminate her. Let's eliminate her capacity and capability of being able to muck up a system that has been set. I mean, that's the real irony here. She sets up the system and then she mucks it up because it doesn't work to her benefit. Let's just take the authority away from her. And then we don't have to talk about the mayor anymore, whether it's this mayor, the next mayor, or the mayor after that. And, you know, the reality is you place trust in the system and you don't have to worry about what somebody's own personal feeling or, guess what, personal bias. Want to talk about bias? I mean, the only one exhibiting bias right now is her. It's the joke. All right, we're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.